This is Nathan Ruggles here with you today on the Union Edge, Labor's Talk Radio. Thanks so much for joining us. I'd like to take a moment to recognize a couple unions, the United Steelworkers as well as the UFCW, that's the Food and Commercial Workers Union. They support this program and make all of our talk here possible. I'd like to also let you know that you can support us as well as an individual. We have in the midst of launching our new initiative here through Patreon. You can go to patreon.com/theunionedge. That's patreon.com/theunionedge. You can go on there. There's different levels. We have all kinds of benefits. You can get extra bonus material. We've got lots of goodies we're going to be sending out as well. Check that out about supporting us here with the Union Edge. So we have on the line with us Media Matters, Julie Alderman. Julie, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So we have heard, unfortunately, all this about Sinclair, the broadcast group, which is responsible for a lot of local news around the country, and what they've been doing as far as pushing certain stories or certain material to the local stations that they must broadcast. But now we've got something, even a whole nother level, it sounds like. Can you remind us of what Sinclair's been up to in the past?
Sure. So at the moment, Sinclair is seeking a merger with, they have to go through the FCC in order to merge with Tribune Media. And what that would do is it would bring Sinclair into about over 1 in 3 homes in the country would have access to Sinclair newscasts, which means they'd be basically in charge of local newscasts. And what we've seen in the past is Sinclair using that position to push a right-wing agenda. They've been very pro-Trump. I think even Jared Kushner approached them to sort of propagate the newscast with pro-Trump pieces, and they've also hired one of his former aides as a political analyst, and basically he goes out and lies and spins for Trump on air. And they have a whole bunch of shady dealings with other conservatives. They donate a lot to conservatives. It's shady at best.
Well, you guys have done some great work looking in this before, I know, with, certain stories, certain segments, terrorism watch and, these sort of issues that they're pushing to scare folks and thinking about certain issues in a certain way and very skewed and biased material. But it looks like they're taking this to another level in terms of a right-wing commentary and commentators. This time in St. Louis, correct?
Yeah, so Sinclair has owned an ABC affiliate in St. Louis for a number of years. But in 2015, the station stopped broadcasting local news. Local anchor sitting in, doing a newscast. And instead, they basically have this cheap version of the O'Reilly Factor, Sean Hannity show, on every day, and they make it seem like a newscast because they line it up. It goes right before World News Tonight,
and it goes up against other local news.
Good Morning America. Well, they don't even show local news. This is their news. They call it a non-traditional newscast.
But it's in the time slot that you normally would find that and where you'd find it on other stations, I presume?
Correct. Okay. Yeah. So it's definitely it's trying to be news, but it's just not. It is Jamie Allman is this pro-Trump commentator. He brags about being the first Trump supporter in St. Louis and just goes on his show and shills for Trump and lies and pushes conspiracy theories, and it's really dangerous.
Well, this is, first of all, this is tragic, frankly, for a city the size of St. Louis, especially, to lose one of its local news outlets. I mean, if it isn't for, you can say what you will about local news reporting and, if it bleeds, it leads sort of reporting. But it really, they have a connection to the local community and let people know what's going on. And not only just to lose that alone is tragic, but then to see it replaced by something like this, is really quite disturbing. So let's hear. So this Jamie Allman, in addition to being a huge Trump supporter and very vocal about his support, he has some other things that we should be concerned about. And I guess he talks about different conspiracy theories and different sort of right-wing myths. Is that right?
Yeah. So, I mean, just some of the, like, common right-wing myths that you'd see on Fox News that he throws around. So he denied the reality of human-caused climate change. He thinks that voter fraud is a big problem in St. Louis. He claimed that Planned Parenthood sells body parts. And those are all false, just to be clear. Those are all wrong.
So we know about the whole voter fraud issue around the country. So, but he has accused his town there of St. Louis of voter fraud with no evidence?
No, not at all. And he thinks it's a, he said, quote, we had a ton of problems, unquote, with voter fraud in St. Louis during the election, which just isn't true. And probably even more dangerously, he's pushing these conspiracy theories about the death of Seth Rich, who was a former DNC staffer. And those are similar to things that you hear on Alex Jones or on Sean Hannity's show that are just so dangerous and so out there. They're offensive and ridiculous. He also alluded to conspiracy theories that Hillary and Bill Clinton may have killed their former aide, Vince Foster. It's disgusting.
Which is, that's been, you know,
yeah, this
revisited
is all,
and rehashed for, you know, decades now, right?
Yeah, this is all ridiculously false.
And not just false things, but also just offensive things, apparently, with this guy, right? I mean, race baiting and things?
Yeah, I mean, his Twitter is just full of these, like, awful memes and gross racist musings, along with some misogynistic language, which he frequently uses on. He also has a radio show, so it's often on there. I mean, it's disgusting. This is behavior you wouldn't accept from an 8-year-old, let alone a newscaster, someone, you know.
Who's portraying himself as a newscaster, even though he's not a journalist. I mean, is it fair to say he's not a journalist?
No, not at all. And he hosts people who are, like, men's rights activists and birthers and just awful. Like, he uses his show as a platform for the worst of the worst to shill for Trump and his ideas.
And, you know, in terms of just the language that he's using, or whether it's on his Twitter or whether it's on his radio program or this television program that is portraying himself as news, even though it's not news, do you feel like looking at the big picture here, is because we have a president who has used, you know, this type of language in the public realm, whether it's name calling, whether it's saying blatantly offensive things or blatantly wrong things, untruths. Do you feel like it's people like Allman now have a free license to use this sort of language as well?
I think that he thinks he has a free license to do that, but it doesn't mean he should. I think it's, you know, local news has a public service role. And this is a disservice to the public. It's absolutely appalling. And luckily, this station announced last week that it will be bringing back newscasts. But that isn't enough until this guy is off the air.
Oh, excellent. Well, at least that's a good turn. What came about? What brought about that decision for them to do a?
It's hard to say, but they're just trying to. Sinclair is really trying to clean up or hide its bad actors. Well, they're pursuing this merger with Tribune to make it even more powerful.
I see. Well, I imagine, too, it might be in no small part to all the bad press Sinclair's been getting over this issue, which Media Matters has certainly brought a lot of attention to, including this one. So, Julie, we really appreciate all the work that you're doing and Media Matters. Where can we find out more about the work that you do?
Well, you can check out our website, mediamatters.org. We are on Facebook and Twitter. We're at MMFA. And I am on Twitter. I'm at Julie Alderman with an underscore at the end.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Julie, for coming on the program.
Thanks for having me.
And that was Media Matters with us here today, Julie Alderman. And this is Nathan Ruggles, and you're listening to the Union Edge Labor Stock Radio.